WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. The president says the number of citizens and non-citizens in the country will be counted, just not through next year's census.
After considering pursuing a legal fight in the federal courts, President Trump dropping a plan to include a citizenship question on the 2020 census. But the president announced that he's issued an executive order aimed at obtaining citizenship data through means other than the U.S. Census.
Today I'm here to say we are not backing down on our effort to determine the citizenship status of the United States population.
The Census Bureau has said it can collect citizenship records from many federal sources, including the Internal Revenue Service, the State Department, and the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
Mass immigration raids reportedly starting Sunday are aimed at removing people already told to leave the country, says National Border Patrol Council President on Fox and Friends.
This is not a raid where we're going out into the streets and grabbing anybody that we can. We're specifically targeting those individuals that have defied an order of deportation by a judge here in the United States.
And Minnesota immigration attorney Kara Lynam says some of her clients miss court dates they never knew about.
Many of my clients, that's the whole point of this whole thing, is to have their day in court. So it's devastating to find out that you missed it.
She says there's no way for people to update addresses with immigration authorities. A lot of rains in the forecast for the Gulf Coast from Tropical Storm Barry. This woman says she's ignoring an evacuation order for Grand Isle, Louisiana.
This way we have an opportunity to protect the things that we have that we weren't able to bunker down or whatever. And we have neighbors that are staying here that... Like, we have a neighbor down the road from us that she's hospital-bound and in a hospital bed. They're not leaving either.
An evacuation order due to a big brush fire on the Hawaiian island Maui is now lifted. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments. Clearly better. Money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
An R&B singer's under arrest again.
R. Kelly, who was already charged with sex abuse in Illinois, has now been indicted by a federal grand jury for 13 counts, including sex crimes. He was reportedly taken into custody about 7 o'clock last night in Chicago by New York police detectives and Department of Homeland Security agents and is expected to be brought to New York. More details are expected to be released today, but a U.S. Attorney's Office spokesman did confirm the new indictment includes child porn, enticement of a minor, and obstruction of justice charges. Kelly has been dogged by sex abuse allegations for more than a decade and has faced mounting legal problems since Lifetime TV aired a documentary which revisited allegations of sexual abuse of girls earlier this year.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. The Turkish government defies warnings from the Trump administration taking delivery of a Russian missile defense system.
Turkey confirming the first shipment of its new missile defense system has arrived from Russia, setting up a new standoff with the United States. Turkey is a NATO ally, and the U.S. says Russia's S-400 system is incompatible with NATO equipment. The Trump administration has threatened sanctions and a ban on Turkey buying American F-35 fighter jets. Turkey says it had no choice, accusing the U.S. of failing to offer an alternative. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
The FBI is investigating claims by Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputies that a gang exists within the department.
The officers claim they were victims of a gang within the Sheriff's Department known as the Bandidos, who targeted and terrorized young Latino deputies. On September 28 last year, according to that claim, a group of deputies, all members of the Bandidos, surrounded and beat several other non-gang member deputies, including one who was, quote, nearly strangled to death as he was choked out more than once and punched in the face by the gang.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt in L.A. Dow futures up 76 points a few minutes to the opening bell on Wall Street. And I'm Chris Foster. Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Rich Hancock with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. About 18 hours after 91-year-old Floyd Juergens went missing from his home outside Petersburg, Menard County Sheriff's Office volunteers spotted him just before 8:30 Thursday morning. Juergens, who is diabetic and has Alzheimer's disease, was discovered in satisfactory condition near his residence in a bean field. Lakeside winds of 9 to 10 miles per hour were too strong for hot air balloons to lift off Thursday, where pilots were scheduled to compete in Danville Boat Club's Splash and Dash before Saturday and Sunday's Balloons Over Vermilion, which is expected to take place as scheduled. A restaurant and a grocery store in the village of Homer are going out of business, leaving few options for shoppers in the small town. The owners of Main Street Belly Deli and Homer Country Market are closing due to a lack of customer support. You're up to date. I'm Rich Hancock.
Hey, man, you want to grab some lunch?
Sure, but it's got to be somewhere quick.
I got the perfect place.
Okay, the food won't be that good if it's fast, though.
They actually have fast service and great food.
Really? Well, if it's both fast and quality, it's probably high-priced.
Nope, the lunch specials are only $6.
I assume it's a pretty small menu, then.
Nope, over 80 entrees to choose from.
Bad service?
Nope.
Dirty tables?
Nope.
What is this place?
It's El Toro in Champaign. Let's go!
Visit El Toro at 723 South Neal Street in Champaign today.
Feet aching after a long day?
Not smelling so pretty either?
Try the new fatigue-reducing insoles from Odor Eaters. They give you serious foot support with MVP-level odor control. The shock-absorbing gel pad and contoured shape provide excellent comfort to minimize fatigue.
Plus, with the power of Odor Eaters, they can tackle the toughest foot odor. Pick up a pair today at Walmart, Target, or other fine retailers. And don't forget, Odor Eaters sprays and powder.
Fatigue-reducing insoles, real foot support, plus the best in odor defense from Odor Eaters.
I heard a Dick Van Dyke Appliance World commercial earlier on the show and talking about how you have that 10-year protection plan.
Wow.
And that actually happened to me because we had a dryer with a something, and it was like leaking, and the guy had never seen it before. Anyway, we had it for 4 years and 11 months.
Okay.
And it stopped at five. And it would have been thousands, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got it fixed.
Uh-huh.
It would have been thousands because the dryer was only like $1,000, so it would have been hundreds. Anyway, we got it fixed for free, all free, everything. And that's what Dick Van Dyke Appliance World brings to the dance here. They've got great people. And if you drive on Neal Street as you're headed toward the mall, before you get to I-74 on the right-hand side, you'll see Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. I can't see that name without thinking of the actor. But anyway, it's not related. The Reakin family own it, and they do a great job. And the people they have on the floor will explain to you all the detail that you want on the difference between this one and this one. Why don't you stop by sometime? You can go online and poke around a little bit if you want. Appliance-world.com. They are Central Illinois' largest independent appliance dealer, and they've been doing this 42 years. Great pricing, the free 10-year protection plan. You can't go wrong. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Again, Neal Street in Champaign. You can start at appliance-world.com, appliance-world.com. All right, here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Okay, sunshine, Stevie. It looks good. High 85, low 63. 91 tomorrow, a little sunshine. We're not talking about, drastic humidity here, though. Humidity's at 54% tomorrow, so the heat index should be such a factor. It's sunshine and a high 92 on Sunday. But stay hydrated and take breaks in the cool air conditioning over the weekend. Right now, the temperature's at 71 with the sunshine. ESPN 93.5.
You can follow her at Sutherland Fox. No relation to Kiefer or what's the dad's name? What's Keith from
Donald?
Donald.
Thank you.
Hunger Games. Oh yeah. It's our friend Rachel Sutherland. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. Good to talk to you again. She is on the DC Bureau, Fox News. Ice raids begin this weekend. What do you know?
Well, good morning. Yeah, they are set to begin this weekend, targeting 10 cities like San Francisco, New York, Baltimore, even New Orleans. But look, with this tropical storm bearing down, that could definitely thwart some plans there. And with a tip-off that the illegal immigrants would know that ICE is coming for them, it makes you wonder how effective this will be. And the government is trying to round up about 2,000 people who have either ignored orders for final removal or who have not shown up for their court hearing. So these are people who have been on the administration's radar for quite some time. What makes this even more interesting is that yesterday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi came out and basically gave a how-to manual for illegal immigrants to evade arrest. She was saying that an ICE agent knocks on your door. If this person only has a warrant, an ICE warrant, and not a warrant signed by a judge, you don't have to open the door to them. Hmm. So not only do they have the advance notice where they clear out of some of these cities, they also are being instructed, you know, what to do to avoid arrest.
I'm so confused. Now, if somebody in Champaign, Urbana, Illinois, where we are, if somebody was in violation of not showing up for court or maybe even a convicted something, we would expect the police to probably go get that person, regardless if you're ripping them from their children. I mean, if you are a lawbreaker, isn't that what we normally do?
Yeah, I mean, certainly if you're charged with a crime in the United States, you're a U.S. citizen, and yeah, you're going to be separated from your children. I mean, how many mothers are in jail? We hear about this all the time. Fathers too, right? So, I mean, on the one hand, Democrats are saying this is inhumane. The other side is saying, look, they're here illegally. They've broken the law. They need to go. But there could be some instances where the parents aren't citizens, but the children are. I mean, that happens quite frequently.
Yeah.
And then you could see a separation there.
And again, Stevie J's rules to immigration, Rachel, are so easy. The Dreamers stay. They have a path to citizenship. You don't grab anybody that hasn't had this warrant out for their... I mean, man, let's just start with the really bad ones. We got plenty of work to do. The only worst position to be in is to have to actually knock on the door. Would you want that job? I wouldn't want that job.
No. I'll stay here in my cushy studio at Fox.
I mean, really, that would be horrible because, you know, they might... Somebody might have a gun. Anyway, it's a terrible. I just don't understand protecting criminals. I don't get it I don't understand that. I just don't.
Well, you're certainly not alone with that view, and that's why they're moving forward with this. But I think that some in the Homeland Security Department and ICE were concerned about the optics of it. But here, I mean, we're on the verge of this operation, and the cat's out of the bag. It has been for some time. And again, these are people who have ignored orders of removal.
Yeah.
But there could be some cases where a lawyer will step in and say, well, my client didn't receive a notice of date, time, and place for a hearing, and that could stop their deportation. So this isn't necessarily going to be cut and dry. Also, there's a space issue. You round up these 2,000 people, where are you going to put them? Because ICE facilities are popping up over the brim there. So there is a word that they may actually be put up in hotels until they're taken out of the country.
I don't. It just
wow.
It's one of the things that are just it's just crazy. You'd never think you'd live when stuff like this going out. And by the way, all the Democratic candidates will, you know, pay for illegals to have health care. I kind of want them to pay for mine.
Right.
And then, I mean, really, I need
to. Well, I think that former Vice President Joe Biden has at least backtracked on that a little bit. In that first round of the debate, he did raise his hand when asked, would you provide health care to illegal immigrants? Later in an interview on CNN, he said something to the effect of, he made it sound like if it's like emergency care only, you just take care of people in the moment. So he is kind of reversing course there. But yeah, I mean, when you look back at President Obama and how many people he deported, I mean, he was dubbed deporter in chief.
Yeah.
He had 8 years to do it, but he certainly has deported more people than President Trump has.
I kind of think my brother was right. I had him on last hour with Coach Mike Ditkin, and he said that Stephen First, who was in like that first Jurassic Park, he stole the embryos and the dinosaurs and all the dinosaurs ate him. I think that's kind of what the Democrats are doing. Joe Biden is kind of a velociraptor him. I mean, this couldn't be ugly. And, you know, you look at Joe Biden, you're going, man, he looks like a right winger right now. And Nancy Pelosi is making sense to me. I don't know where I live. I just don't know where I live.
I think that's just because over the past few years, public sentiment has changed so much.
And
it'll continue to evolve, but we'll have to see, you know, what happens with these raids. We're hearing they may kick off on Sunday, but they could take place over a period of several days.
We'll be watching, and you get a follow it from that wonderful new chair you have in your studio. Good work, Rachel. Thanks for your
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News Radio. It's 8:15, but does it make any sense? to allow somebody, if you, in Urbana, Illinois, if somebody is wanted on a warrant, would the police arrest them? Would that be cruel and unusual? I don't get it. That's what we do. If you break the law and you're out there and you're a lawbreaker, it's okay for the police to arrest you, or is that gone now? Apparently in Los Angeles, you can steal $1,000 a day. Actually, $999. They made it a misdemeanor. So if you're a drug addict, you can go ahead and steal and it's going to be okay.
Wow.
That's with, along with the 12 million rats I mentioned in Los Angeles.
Right.
And disease that's spreading.
With the homeless situation.
Anyway, I mean, it's like, is this true? Am I in some
are
sort of
a... Are we in America?
What is happening to us? And why are we allowing all of it?
And why are we just looking away?
I don't know
if people... Instead of solving the problem. You don't want to stir anything up, so you just look away.
I think there are people that have never said boo about politics that are now looking up going, are they nuts?
Right.
What are we doing? It's a quarter after. ESPN 93.5. We check your sports headlines now with Diane Ducey as baseball resumes to the local favorites.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, yesterday, Texas beat Houston 5-0. The Cardinals are in action hosting Arizona. You'll hear it here on ESPN 93.5 with a 7:15 first pitch. Let's get your Redbird recap now.
Good morning, everyone. Alex Ferrario with you on the Cardinals Radio Network as the Redbirds get set to start the unofficial second half of the season tonight against the Arizona Diamondbacks. 44-44 on the season is where the Cardinals sit, two games out of first place, where the Cubs hold on to that spot. Now, they start a series against the Pirates later on tonight, as well as the Milwaukee Brewers start a series against the San Francisco Giants. But the Cardinals, as I mentioned, start three games against the Diamondbacks tonight at Busch Stadium, and they announced a couple of roster moves yesterday. Matt Carpenter has been activated off the injured list. They've also recalled Chasen Shreve, the left-handed pitcher, and Andrew Kisner, as both Tyler Webb has been optioned to AAA Memphis and Yadier Molina is headed to the injured list. Adam Wainwright takes the mound tonight looking for his sixth win of the season. First pitch is at 7:15. We'll have your Amer and Total Access pregame show starting tonight at 6:20. And for the Cardinals Radio Network, I'm Alex Ferrario.
Cubs will host Pittsburgh. You'll hear the action on US 105.9 with a 1:20 start. And as was mentioned, Milwaukee hosting San Francisco is something we're watching in the NL Central Division. Chicago White Sox are at Oakland with a start just after 9 against the A's. We also have Rafael Nadal, Roger Federer later on this morning in Wimbledon action. Novak Djokovic taking on Roberto Bautista Agut in action now, actually.
You stay fast.
Okay. We have Serena Williams also in the semifinals again. John Deere Classic is going on. Roberto Diaz is at 32 years old at 9-under yesterday. He birdied like 9 times or something crazy with a 62 on that round. But that continues to go on. And I know Nick Hardy is in the field. Dylan Myers, is that right? And anyway, so just take note of that. The John Deere Classic is going on. And after the ticker tape parade in New York City and then flown to the ESPYs on the other coast in L.A., U.S. women's soccer team appeared to be having a great time, but Allie Long had her hotel room burglarized.
Oh.
And her wedding ring was stolen.
That's awful.
And she's one of the only ones that's married on the team.
Yeah.
Cash stolen. So she also had received a key to the city of New York and the New York mayor.
Yeah.
Is it de Blasio?
Yep.
Mayor. Said that no problem, I'll get you
another
one.
Key. Mm-hmm. Okay, by the way, Scott Langley and Dylan Meyer are the only two Illini in the John Deere. DA points, Bob Osmussen reports in the News Gazette this morning, had kind of a neck issue and had surgery, a minor surgery, and trying to recover from that. Steve Stricker's playing in the Champions in Akron.
Okay.
Scott Langley, he's not going to make it. He shot 76.
Okay.
He'd have to shoot a 62 and get a break today to make the cut. Dylan Meyer probably needs to go low 65. He can do that.
Nick Hardy was talked about, though.
I didn't see him listed.
Not in the cut, huh?
And I don't think he was in this tournament. I didn't see his name anyway.
Okay.
Here's your weather.
We've got sunshine and a high 85 expected. 63 our low tonight. Up to 91 with sunshine tomorrow, down to around 67. 92, a sunny Sunday. 20% chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm. 72 now, just perfect. Enjoy ESPN 93.5. fun.
Check your Fox Business Minute. We'll come right back. Hey, you're always welcome to text in 359-2255. The program is not devoid of opinion, and so we always welcome what you think at 359-2255. Text or call. Back with more in a moment. It's 8:20 on this Friday morning, July 12th.
The Fox Business Network. Prices at the wholesale level rose more than expected last month. The producer price index rose 0.1% in June. Excluding food and energy, prices rose 0.3%. The prices of food at the wholesale level rose 0.6%. Though numbers are stronger than expected, the increase over the past year, 1.7%, indicates inflation is still considered tame. Daimler, the parent company of Mercedes, is reporting a disappointing spring quarter, and now it's lowering its expectations for the year. It's been dealing with expenses related to a Takata airbag recall. The head of Boeing's 737 unit is retiring. Eric Lindblad, who did not work on the MAX planes, was placed in charge of the unit last year after he already revealed plans to retire. Boeing's moving another engineer to head the MAX unit. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
25 after, summer means pools and picnics, relaxation. Maybe it's time to rethink your big goals financially. Fortunately, we have Busey. Busey's been around since 1868. That's a year after the University of Illinois started. I remember those times when they drove through their horse and buggies through the drive-thru. And amazing. And they powered their little speaker system with solar. And Busey's just been on the cutting edge.
Exactly.
If you've been sticking to your budget, good for you. You need to pay off those pesky credit cards. No time like the present to ensure real estate plan. Your estate planning. Message to my loved ones. Get creative with new and unique passwords when you're going online. Check out Busey.com. If you'll do that, you create a username and password there, and there's just so much. If you can poke around there for hours and get so much information, you can put your budget on a pie chart. So it'll show how much you're spending at restaurants or movies or anything. It'll pie chart it. And if you input everything, you look at it and go, whoa.
Yeah, the reality sets in.
Yeah, Busey can stand by and help you with all this. Why don't you visit them today? Stop by any location and enjoy your summer. Investment product services not FDIC insured, may lose value, no bank guarantee.
Busey, one of the main sponsors here for our Mile at the Pines event.
This is Sunday and you can still get in.
That's right. Essentially go to Body and Soul, one of our major sponsors too, with Mike Lindeman there, Jan Seeley, Christie Clinic, Illinois Marathon. We also have the Atkins Group running things over here at Philo and Windsor Road, helping coordinate when it comes to the food and prizes. Papa John's, Meyer, Buffon's Salon, Einstein Bagels, Casa Del Mar, Red Bicycle Ice Cream, and I popped into Riggs Beer Company yesterday. Such a great place off of Route 130,
yeah.
If you want to talk with Matt and the gang. So, again, 6 o'clock on Sunday evening. Come out and root everybody on if you don't want to participate. It's a fundraiser for Champaign-Urbana Schools Foundation.
I wonder if Mike and Jan had noticed I get in the 740 Elite Male Mile.
Oh.
If I just kind of hung toward the back there and not making
noise.
You
going to wear those skinny shorts?
I could do the headband and all of the things with the tight everything because that's what it would look like the 1970s again. And so, what I would always have loved is to, sprint fast enough at the beginning, the first 20 yards to have a lead and somebody take a picture.
Mm-hmm.
But I've done the math. I can't get the lead.
Not even in 20 yards.
Not in 20
yards. Sprinting as hard as you can.
Well, because they're sprinting as hard as they can.
Yeah.
And they're actually going to keep that going. I was going to run 25 yards.
And they'll be for something on the mile.
They'll be for something. And I did the math on that, and I can't go 10 yards faster than what they'll do. And it hurt me.
Okay.
So if we did a marathon, there'd be an opportunity in the first 20 that it's possible that I could look like I'm toward the front. But even those guys are running 5-minute miles. It's just not fair.
So in any case, the awards are at 7:10 and 8:10. I'll be a part of that, playing the music out of our radio van, prizes in my pocket. So come on out and say hello.
Yep.
And we've also got, plenty of food and beverages for everybody. Should be a great weekend for people to be out and about, too. I was noting that they're doing Street Fest in downtown Champaign. That is a lively crowd. crowd. Champaign Park District and Matt Tex putting that together. Sun Stereo on stage at 7, the Mighty Pines at 8:30, and Jury's Out from 10:30 to midnight Saturday night.
All right, lots happening in Champaign-Urbana on this weekend. I think the county fair opens next weekend.
That's right.
That's a week from then. They have the Champaign County Fair Queen Pageant Sunday afternoon at City Center, I think.
At 2 o'clock.
Yep. All right, 8:29, you want to text us. It's 359-2255. Back with the news next.
For the last 45 years, the Urbana Sweet Corn Festival has been our community's can't-miss event of the summer. Mark your calendars for August 23rd and 24th to celebrate local food, entertainment, and locally grown hot and buttery sweet corn in the heart of downtown Urbana. Our Sweet Corn Festival embraces the celebration of local business, arts, entertainment, food, and drink. If you'd like to attend, all you have to do is show up. The Sweet Corn Festival is family-friendly and free to enter. And if you'd like to be a part of the festival, we have many volunteer and vending opportunities. For more information, please visit UrbanaSweetCornFestival.com.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump moving on from his push for a 2020 census citizenship question, now issuing an executive order to get the data from existing federal records.
The president said, I'm going to look at all options within my legal authority to find out this data that impacts trillions of dollars in this country.
White House Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley on Fox News. Critics say adding the question to the census may skew the headcount and affect congressional districts. The president declaring a state of emergency in Louisiana as a tropical storm bears down on the Gulf Coast, triggering evacuations.
Clarence Brox knows the drill by now.
You bring in some dry goods, you bring flashlights.
He's an Air Force veteran and has lived in Plaquemines Parish for 65 years. Forecasters say Tropical Storm Barry could reach hurricane strength tonight or early tomorrow.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. This is Fox News.
Fox Nation.
Good morning, I'm Rich Hancock with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. On Thursday, Vermilion County Circuit Court Judge Nancy Fahey sentenced 17-year-old Malika Anthony to 20 years in prison for second-degree murder in the May 30, 2017 stabbing death of Kieran Kimmins. The Danville teen will have to spend at least 6 years and 10 months behind bars. On Thursday, the West Urbana Neighborhood Association was recognized by a citizen-generated watchdog group for its crime prevention efforts with the Dave Benton Crime Fighter of the Year Award presented by Crime Stoppers of Champaign County. A University of Illinois psychiatrist was not allowed to testify on day four of Brant Christensen's sentencing. Judge Jim Shadid repeatedly noted that Christensen's lawyers withdrew their planned mental health defense, and the U of I psychiatrist is a mental health expert who diagnosed him with persistent depressive disorder. You're up to date. I'm Rich Hancock.
And 93.5 three-day weather forecast. How do we look, Diane?
Good. Sunshine. High 85 today. 63 our low tonight. A lot of people like to head to downtown Champaign for the live scene with different combos on various corners and outside food trucks and the like. Should be a great afternoon for that later. We've got a high 91 expected tomorrow, down to 67 in the evening. Then 92 with sunshine on Sunday. The chance of a shower at 20%. Great weather for our Mile at the Pines event after 6 on Sunday. So conclude your weekend with us. Right now the temperature's at 73 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, we have a few texts that we have not addressed here. Somebody went to game day and enjoyed it. We appreciate that.
Thank
Good.
You, David. He got like a 2-for-1 shirts, and they look fantastic. He sent a little picture. And then what you're failing to recognize, Stevie, is that crossing the border to claim asylum is not a crime. It's totally legal by all international and domestic law. Asylum seekers aren't committing a crime, even if they cross at a point that's not a port of entry. It's still not a crime if you claim asylum.
Yeah, but are they really asylum seekers, or have they been told what to say?
How do we figure that out?
A judge. And the Congress has failed us because you probably need, I think there are 400,000 cases backload. It's unbelievable malpractice by our politicians. Send 1,000 judges down there and start the hard work, because you have to evaluate every case. I mean, you have to. That's why the judges go back to judge whether this is truly an asylum case. We have people on the left that are telling people what to say. They're taking kids across the border that have no relationship to them. It is such an abuse, and we're helping that.
Asylum seekers make up 12% of people coming across the border.
12%. So you got 88%. That, what do you do with that? You just let them in? And again, you'll take your door off your house tonight, right? Okay, back in front, please, so people can come and sleep if they'd like.
I mean, can you make it look like O'Hare and Customs and have...
You're going to need $100 billion to do...
Those little stations that you come in with your passport.
You're going to need so much infrastructure that they do not have, and they have not been committed to do it. It's just a head shaker. I don't get it. I do not understand why there are some running for president that are endorsing essentially open border. Again, it's tantamount to you taking your front door off and leaving it.
We just need a process.
Well, it's all pandering. It's just pandering for votes. It worked for California. If they turn Texas purple or blue, Republicans can't win again on the presidency anyway. Okay, Jeffrey Epstein, this guy.
Oh, boy.
Billionaire that has been essentially a pedophile for decades.
And boasts about it.
Well, and then he had four women, enablers, that recruited young girls.
Right.
And they were essentially given total immunity for talking. And they have excused this as some sort of syndrome that I was reading about where you kind of, you know, like Patty Hearst, you're in captivity and you kind of like it now. And it's this, yeah, dominating guy and... But now the court is pondering whether to let him stay home. Now, when he went to jail for a while over a decade ago, he got to be out 12 hours a day.
Wow.
So now they're talking about letting him stay in a $77 million mansion while they wait. No. No, 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 under any circumstance. Equal justice under the law. I don't care how many billions you have. You don't think you're a flight risk? Well, he said he'll put his jet up and $77 million mansion as collateral. I don't care. You get to stay in jail. Probably solitary confinement. Until this goes to court and trial and everything. Not, you know, I don't know what they do with folks that are pending because they are innocent until proven guilty. But why would you allow a billionaire to go home and stay in a $77 million? Would that happen to us? I don't think so.
No.
Why would it happen for him? I mean, that's stunning that they. And don't you think if he's only putting up, say, $200 million in collateral, they doesn't have a few billion more? Don't you think he'd have enough people he could pay off to hide him? He could disappear forever.
Mm-hmm.
Unreal. 359-2255. You want to chime in? Jeremy Warner Show live in Chicago, Big Ten Media Day next Thursday, Friday.
Yeah.
Interviews with various Big Ten coaches, interviews with Lovie Smith, Josh Whitman, and various Illini athletes. Brought to you by Farmer City Raceway, Eastland Suites, Prospect Bank, Pia Sports Bar and Grill, and Lake of the Woods Golf Course. That's next Thursday, Friday, expanded Jeremy Warner Show. He'll start at 8:30 and run till 11 o'clock next Thursday and Friday.
Sure has some clout.
Yep. I think a lot of the coaches, in fact, every coach really respects him.
Uh-huh.
Mike Small has hired an assistant golf coach.
Okay, great.
Because Zach Barlow took the head Michigan job.
I see.
Good for him. But apparently, Coach Mike Small received a ton of applications for this. And why wouldn't you want to come to the best northern spot on the globe for college golf is Illinois,
right?
Number one.
And pick the brain of a Big Ten coach that has won award after award.
Is there
any room for more trophies on Mike Small's mantle?
I think Coach Small got a bunch of D1 head coaches applying to be an assistant here because they know you can springboard into a big, big job.
Exactly.
John Barguette, according to the News Gazette this morning, he was an assistant, helped coach the Black Knights of Army West Point, and he's played professional golf, and he's your new assistant for Mike Small.
Sounds good.
At the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign.
Welcome to Illini Nation.
Yep, coach says he'll fit well around here. 841-922-55. By the way, Fox News alert, Alex Acosta will be stepping down as Labor Secretary in a week. He was a guy under fire for the Jeffrey Epstein. He was a prosecutor in Florida and was part of that deal. I thought he did a heck of a job at the podium at a press conference, but he did not survive this. So stepping down, next week.
Okay. Paul had texted in, wonder what would happen if someone just loaded up a cargo ship, let's say with 20,000 people, and they just decided they wanted to come to America. They come from Africa, Asia, Russia, wherever they pulled into New York's harbor and just unloaded and walked into the city and said, we're here, take care of us.
Well, that would be kind of chaotic, wouldn't it? Now, here's the point. If we are such an awful nation, like some of the left, the progressives are pretty much saying that it's all our fault. We started this thing with a sin of slavery. We're bad. Reparations. Why are 7 billion people wanting to live here? If you went and did a poll in the world, there'd be billions that would want to come here. Billions. Shouldn't you get names, addresses, cell phones, a little bit of history about the people you're letting in your house?
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it.
Not to mention some health tests.
Well, no.
They're not bringing in anything.
Ellis Island put you back on the boat if you were sick.
Right.
They did not have this empathy and, oh, no, you're sick. Leave.
Right.
A little harsh. But that's how we used to have rules and things. And we used to not be able to pick and choose the rules we follow. Usually we said, well, that's the law. That's a bad law. We won't do that here. When has that ever happened? When does the city say, you know, won't do it? Not going to help? Hey, they're coming for you. it's just like, this can't be real.
Good morning, everyone. Alex Ferrario with you on the Cardinals Radio Network as the Redbirds get set to start the unofficial second half of the season tonight against the Arizona Diamondbacks. 44-44 on the season is where the Cardinals sit, two games out of first place, where the Cubs hold on to that spot. Now, they start a series against the Pirates later on tonight, as well as the Milwaukee Brewers start a series against the San Francisco Giants. But the Cardinals, as I mentioned, start three games against the Diamondbacks tonight at Busch Stadium, and they announced a couple of roster moves yesterday. Matt Carpenter has been activated off the injured list. They've also recalled Chasen Shreve, the left-handed pitcher, and Andrew Kisner, as both Tyler Webb has been optioned to AAA Memphis and Yadier Molina is headed to the injured list. Adam Wainwright takes the mound tonight looking for his sixth win of the season. First pitch is at 7:15. We'll have your Amer and Total Access pregame show starting tonight at 6:20. And for the Cardinals Radio Network, I'm Alex Ferrario.
The Cubs are back in action this afternoon. It's a 1:20 start against Pittsburgh, and people are watching. The top three include Milwaukee, and they'll get back into it against San Francisco tonight.
Let me get on the record really fast.
Okay.
Cubs second half will win 46 games and lose 26. And they'll get a total of 93 and win the Central. So I just want it on record. I say they'll win 46 over their next 72, which would be amazing. Thank you.
And what made you come to that?
All Joe Maddon's teams aren't very good in the first half, but they surge in the second half. Every one of them.
Okay.
And so they've underperformed. So I expect them to kind of strap it up, look at their watch, and say, it's time to go. That's my prediction.
And they get fired up when he gets fired up or ejected from the game. And you're saying that could happen in this kind of contentious contest against the Pirates this afternoon.
It could be just a show because obviously right. The league is watching the game. And they're not going to throw it. Pittsburgh players, everybody's going to get kicked out, and there'll be a fight. I don't think that's what they want to do, but maybe Joe wants to fire him up. And I think he truly was mad the way Pittsburgh pitched his Cubs in Pittsburgh. And he said, I can't wait till they come to Wrigley, which, of course, set off all the bells and whistles at the league office. So I doubt if much happens here.
Okay. The Chicago White Sox are on the West Coast against the Oakland A's to get things going after the All-Star break in Wimbledon. Novak Djokovic is in action now, and Rafael Nadal and Roger Federer later on this morning. Tomorrow we'll see Serena in action. Trending locally, the John Deere Classic. Roberto Diaz at the top of the leaderboard at 62-9-under. At sports, I'm Diane Ducey. The hottest dining in Central Illinois, situated in downtown Champaign. It's Miga Restaurant, your celebration and date night destination.
Maybe you need a night out with the girls to relax, or a place to impress that next business client. Miga Restaurant in downtown Champaign does the trick with their award-winning chef, the freshest fish in town, great cocktails, and an option for anyone. Make it Miga on Neal Street in downtown Champaign.
Yeah, they're really good at Durst Cycle. Okay, Diana Ross was at the State Farm Center last night. Started at 7:30, her daughter opened, then she sang for an hour, and then took a few questions, and then left.
Yeah, I think that's a good summary.
9:07.
I mean, that's when I saw people coming out, so it could have been that they were just trying to get to their car early. Maybe it was 9:30.
You're patting it. It's 9:07 on the car clock.
But you know, it's Diamond Diana celebrating her 75th year of life.
Well, wouldn't it have been a little older audience? Because she's 75,
of
her fans,
course.
Right?
I mean, I saw these packs of ladies between 60 and 80 that were just coming in all together.
That's
and
awesome.
You can tell this was the event of the year.
Diva night.
And they were going to have just a good old time singing along.
Girls night out with Diana.
Exactly.
Yeah, and Ringo next month.
August 20th.
Pretty cool.
And still, you got a budget for that because that's between $175 and $75.
Okay.
So,
Ringo
just know,
star.
Even the cheap seats aren't so cheap.
Bet you he goes longer than 9:07.
Probably so.
Maybe not. He's 70-something.
But he has these all-star bands.
Yeah, there you
go.
Yeah.
A lot of support work there.
Okay. Talk Monday.
Enjoy the weekend.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Jeremy Warner next. Thank you for listening. Have a blessed weekend.